With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. At a time of stubborn inflation and elevated interest rates despite low unemployment, President Biden wants to reframe the conversation about the economy. During a visit to Scranton, Pennsylvania this past week, the president says he wants to raise $4.9 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations. His platform includes a billionaire's tax, which would set a minimum rate of 25% on income of the richest Americans. But Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch says that proposal just won't work.
Not only is it going to make America's businesses uncompetitive, not only is it going to try to double and triple tax money people have earned, it's also going to do all that without actually getting America's finances on track.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, Ditch says the plan will do nothing to reduce the federal deficit.
Even under this massive tax increase plan, deficits are still going to be racking up year after year after year.
Ditch says the proposal is just another gimmick by the president who's ignored the country's battle with inflation. Also at SRNnews.com, an 18-year-old is dead after being shot at Delaware State University.
Authorities say an 18-year-old woman died after she was shot on the campus of Delaware State University. Dover police say officers responded at 1:40 a.m. Sunday to a report of shots on the campus. The Wilmington woman, who was not a registered student, was found with a gunshot wound near a freshman dorm. She was rushed to a hospital and later pronounced dead.
Julie Walker reporting. A 30-year-old off-duty Chicago cop shot and killed early this morning while heading home from work. And two men are dead, seven others wounded at an unsanctioned public party at a Memphis City park. SRN News. A new survey reveals the number one holiday of a number of American churches.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First Lady Jill Biden trying to rally support for her husband in the LGBT community. She says former President Trump poses a threat to homosexuals while pointing to Mr. Biden's advocacy for transgenderism in particular. The president, who's struggling with low public approval ratings as well as softening support among other key groups that backed him in 2020, needs LGBT votes. The Human Rights Campaign has a campaign called Out for Biden Harris. SRN News. For one tribe in North Carolina, it's now legal to sell marijuana.
Medical pot can now be purchased with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians opening its dispensary on tribal land. The tribe decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana on the tribal lands and formed a medical marijuana system to grow cannabis and sell it. Marijuana use, though, remains illegal in the rest of North Carolina. The tribe is looking at allowing the adult recreational use of pot. Jason Walker reporting.
New York lawmakers approve a $237 billion state budget that includes plans to spur housing construction, combat unlicensed marijuana stores, and address the migrant crisis. It also includes measures like expediting the closure of some state prisons and addressing the recent influx of migrants. More at SRNnews.com.